Welcome to another episode of Kentucky Football Carpool Show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
Well, we got our ball game. How do you feel about it? I mean, you like it?
I like it. It's a tough game. It's a national game. The game's going to get a lot of attention.
Well, I know that. I mean, Penn State's a really well-known team and all that stuff. And I know it's like the most – I think it's the biggest bowl purse besides like the playoff stuff.
Yeah.
I think you make the most money. I think it's the most expensive.
It's the top tier, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm happy with it, but I'm still disappointed with the Florida game. A Florida team making New Year's Six and we're not. Because the reason I'm pissed off about it –
it makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense because even when you're a child, it's always head-to-head. Like, when you're playing a game, decided who's the tiebreaker, it's always who beat who.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way
it
goes.
We were second in the East, so therefore we should have been the ones to get it.
I mean, I feel like it. You know, you go back and forth with it. But I mean, when is the third team in the East ever made it to a New Year's Six? I can see a West team making it. But, I mean – in the East, I mean, I'm not saying East is coming back around. I know they had a better win percentage against the West this year than vice versa.
Year.
But also, West had Arkansas, who's very, very bad. Ole Miss, very, very,
very bad.
But same time, I don't see how Florida, who went 2-3 against the top 20, if you're finishing up with the top 25, they had two wins against top 25 teams in the final poll. We had three wins against top 25 teams from poll. And I could understand if Tennessee came into Commonwealth and kicked our ass, then that's a worse loss. But going on the road in the SEC, even if it is Arkansas, it's a tough game.
We
got killed down there. It was a terrible game. But that same week, Florida got fucking murdered at home.
By Missouri.
I mean, I don't see the reasoning how we dropped so far and they don't.
No, it makes no sense to me how this works.
I don't get it. I think they're in our bowl game. I'm pissed off about it. I'm happy with the way we finished. I'm happy with the bowl game. But I think if you're a true football fan and been watching all season long, this team deserved a New Year's Six Bowl. This is my opinion. I mean, I just think that they got robbed that, and now we got to hear about how, Dan Mullins, his first year, already took him to New Year's Six Bowl. He didn't earn that.
Right.
I mean, Florida's like, what, the sixth best team in all the SEC?
Right.
I mean, it would be Alabama, Georgia,
you know, LSU, us.
LSU, A&M, then us.
Yeah.
Or us at A&M.
However you want to break it down, right.
I mean, I think A&M was second in the West, right? So, because they beat LSU. They tied with LSU.
So it was probably Alabama, A&M, or Alabama, Georgia, A&M, then us.
Yeah, and then it would be LSU. And then, I mean, Florida's literally living off of one victory. That's the LSU game.
Yeah, they're living off their name.
I mean, they're living off their name. I mean, pretty much what this tells me is September obviously doesn't matter. Because if it did matter, you would see that Kentucky went down there and beat them by double digits.
Right.
Beat another ranked team by double digits at home. Went and beat two ranked teams on the road because we also went down to Missouri and won. And then, you know.
We barely lost to a good Texas A&M team.
We didn't even lose in regulation Texas A&M. Went in there and played very well.
Overtime, right.
I mean, defensively, we played very well.
Really have one loss that was shitty, and that was Tennessee.
And I hate to be that guy that gets upset about that kind of stuff, but I do. It pisses me off. But, you know, I'm excited to play Penn State. I am.
Yeah.
I think it's a better matchup than like Northwestern, even Michigan. I mean, I don't really root for SEC teams. I don't really care. If they're not UK, I don't really care.
Right.
But I would love to see Michigan kick the shit out of Florida. But that's just me personally.
You know, that might be the most overrated bowl of all time right there. Michigan, overrated.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Florida, overrated as fuck this year.
I'll tell you, it's more like overrated. I like Notre Dame growing up, but that's their schedule.
Oh, God.
They played six teams that had losing record.
Clemson's going to beat the shit out of them.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. Notre Dame might show up and play good, but I don't see how, I don't think Ohio State deserved to be in either. But I think the argument sits more with
Georgia
being in than anyone.
Georgia's probably the third best team in the country. Second or third best team
I mean, I would say it's probably the third. I think Clemson's pretty damn good.
Clemson's good.
I've watched them play. I know the ACC was down this year and stuff like that, but their defensive line is incredible. Now, their defense is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But I think Georgia's probably the third best team, and I think Oklahoma's the fourth best team. I think if they would have put Ohio State in over Oklahoma, it would have been terrible.
Right.
I'm not saying Oklahoma's better than Georgia or Oklahoma, but as far as who they've beaten and you know, they've lost one game. I think was it Iowa State or something like that on the road. So
right.
I mean, you know, I think they deserve to be in, and I think the Big Ten's weak as fuck, man.
Yeah, the Big Ten's super weak.
I mean, I'm just saying. I just think it's weak
as
fuck.
I think the Big Ten should be considered the same conference that UCF
is. I mean, the second best team in the Big Ten is, what, Michigan, and they got killed by Ohio State.
Yeah.
And got killed by Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And that's the only win Notre Dame's got. I mean, like I said, I don't want to downplay Notre Dame. They went 12-0, which is hard to do. But it's not that hard
when you don't play that good of teams.
I mean, the second hardest team they play besides Michigan is Stanford. And then USC.
UK might have been 12-0 if we had that schedule.
I mean, Kentucky had their schedule. I think Kentucky doesn't match up well with Michigan, so I think we probably would have lost to them. But I don't know. It just depends what Kentucky comes out. I mean, right. Kentucky comes out and plays defense and runs the ball. I don't think anyone can beat them. As far as outside of Alabama. Right. But, you know, I don't know, man. I think that Notre Dame deserves to be in. But at the same time, I think with their schedule, they should be punished for not playing or being in a conference.
Right.
Conference champions should automatically be in. I don't know. I think to solve all this, they just turn into a 16-game playoff or an 8-game playoff. And I think everyone's always going to bitch and moan about it. But I think like teams like Michigan, I mean, I don't think Central Florida, but I think they have a legit gripe. I mean, they haven't lost a game in two years.
And that's actually probably the most intriguing bowl game we have here is that Central Florida game. Central Florida LSU.
Okay, so that's the one you like the most?
Because everybody else, nothing really sticks out to me, but that one's the one that's really, I hope LSU shuts their mouth. Because they wouldn't play Alabama. Alabama wanted to play them this year.
Now, if Florida would have played Central Florida, I would like to see Florida beat their ass. But that's because I'm tired of them disrespecting the process. I mean, if they want to play people, go out and play people.
Right, they don't play anybody good.
Go out and play people. Like I said, if there's an 8-game playoff, you put them in there and then let them prove it.
Get smoked. And then,
yeah. But the thing is, they're going to keep bitching and moaning saying they should be in there. And I'm not disagreeing with them. They haven't lost in 2 years. Right. But at the same time.
So if they win this game, they're going to claim back-to-back national championships.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that.
100%.
How delusional can you be?
100%. Alabama would smoke them.
You know, if I win my fantasy football playoffs, I'm going to get a Super Bowl ring and declare myself a Super Bowl head coach.
Well, yeah. Dolphins are Super Bowl champs, by the way. We beat the Patriots last year. No, I see. Philadelphia won last year, didn't they?
Yeah.
We beat the Patriots, so we were runner-up.
Yeah, you're technically the runner-up.
So, anyways, we got our SEC Coach of the Year now. Stoops.
Stoops, well-deserved.
So all you fans that hate Stoops, I hope you realize that he's earned
that
it.
One. Yeah.
He's earned that. So we got
Josh,
our SEC.
Yeah, we got Josh Allen, Defensive Player of the Year.
In the SEC, yep. We also got our SEC first teamers and second teamer.
It was Benny and Bungie, right?
Benny, Bungie on first team with Josh Allen, of course.
Yeah, Josh Allen, obviously.
And then your second team is Mike Edwards.
Yeah.
And I think, can you really believe they've left off Darius West? I mean, that guy was a monster down there.
Dude, that dude
was
really good.
I think he got kind of robbed there the second half of the season. At least
second team.
I don't know, man. I watched him in the second half. I think he was our best safety.
Yeah.
I think he was our best defensive back.
I think he's our best secondary player, most consistent.
If we had him in the first half of that Tennessee game, I think it's a totally different ball game.
He's just a leader out there.
He's a monster. He goes, he makes plays, he finds the ball. I think he got kind of robbed, but still at the same time, Josh Allen's Defensive Player of the Year. We got Coach of the Year. I'm okay with everything. And I read that Josh Allen is on someone's list as an All-American already, but he'll probably be an All-American first team without
him. He has to be. I think he kind of got screwed out of not being in the Heisman. He dominated more games than any one of those players on the Heisman list.
I mean, I can remember LeVar Arrington.
He won so many games. LeVar Arrington, the Dominican Sue was on there.
I mean, I can just remember. I remember LeVar Arrington.
I'm not saying he should win.
On there, but
I'm not saying he would win. But he should be invited because he controlled every game this year.
Oh, absolutely. I think without him, we're definitely not winning 9 games.
Without him, we're looking at 7-6 wins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's very fair to say.
I think him himself won us games. The Florida game, for sure.
Florida, Missouri.
I mean, the offense showed up and stuff like that. But, you know, we see Terry Wilson. He's looking a lot better.
A whole month of
practice is going to make it look a lot better.
Yeah, I'm excited for the future. You kind of saw a glimpse of the future for him in that Louisville game.
Oh, yeah.
And if he can get that deep ball down, because he has a hell of an arm, if he can get that touchdown, he's going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, we've got most of our receivers coming back, so that's the ones that get in trouble. I saw Hughes got her locked up, but.
Yeah, we'll see how that plays. We'll see what it all sticks and does on that, but man, that's going to be a rough loss. He's a Jet.
I know, but still, you know, Lynn Bolden's going to be back next year. And we'll have A.J. Rose, and hopefully Snell plays one more game because he's about 100 yards off from the record.
Yeah. Do you think Snell and Josh Allen, the two they're saying, might not play?
They're both going to play. I guarantee
it. I think they will, too.
Just going to ride the ship. Finish it out. Right. Finish it out. Especially like Benny.
They put in so much work to get Kentucky where they are.
I could get Josh Allen not playing because he's a top 5 pick, probably. But I don't get Benny has to play because he has to. break those records. He has to break the record. He has to perform. I mean, he's raising his draft stock. He can
improve it, yeah.
So, I don't really get into the whole thing of should they play or not play. If it's my kid, I'm probably telling him don't play because you don't want to get hurt.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, could you watch your teammates go out there and play?
No, especially Josh Allen. Josh Allen's put in 4 years of this. He's put in 4 years to get this defense where they are now.
Me as a player, I would be playing. Me as like a dad or someone that's like advising a child, I would say don't play. Right. But that's just me. I mean,
I bet Josh Allen plays 50% of the snaps on defense. He probably won't play the full snaps anymore. I
think if he suits up, he's gonna play. He'll play the whole time. They get up big. I mean, unless they get up. And say with Benny, I think if Benny gets to 100 yards or something like that and breaks that record, then you might see him come out because we can get AJ Rose. But I think with it being Penn State, being a big time bowl, going for 10 wins, I can't see these guys. Because I mean, Josh Allen came back and virtually made himself a top 5 pick.
Exactly.
I mean, he came back.
That's just all his hard work, right, paying off.
But I think it's just wrong for people to really say, oh, he should play, he should do that. I don't think
we shouldn't force him to do anything.
No, I mean, I think the school put him that game, that stage to be where he's at now. But at the same time, be smart. And he goes out there and you know, does like Willis McGahee.
Yeah, one chop block and he's done. I mean,
that's the thing, man. That's what you got to worry about. But
I think he played by ear. If you find out Penn State keeps going for his knees, you take him out.
I think like you see both sides of it. I know some guys are like, well, if he doesn't play a bowl game, then after the Georgia game, why did he play at all? You're right.
Right.
They meant nothing after that.
Right.
But at the same time, he is a ball player. He's a team player. He's not going to watch his guys go out there and play. And if he does, then he does. But I don't see him doing that. I definitely don't see Benny doing it.
I think Benny wants that record.
He wants the record because he has the record coming. But, I mean, we'll see, man. I like our matchup. I really do.
I do, too.
My most intriguing matchup, man, I'd like to see LSU beat the shit out of UCF. Even though, you know, like I said, much respect for him.
Right.
Memphis must be sick because they had him down twice.
Now. Twice now they should have beat them.
My most intriguing matchup would probably be outside the – you know, we're talking about the playoff. We're not talking about the playoff stuff. But outside the playoff stuff would probably be – the Georgia Texas game because Texas can put up a lot of points. And
yeah.
Georgia
bounces back after that heartbreaking loss.
I don't know if Georgia's even going to show up and play. I mean, they may just say
they may just be destroyed after that last.
I mean, they might kill Texas. I don't know. Texas has Big 12 has like zero defense. So I've realized that watching all their games, the Big 12 game, they have no defense in that conference. So you know, and it's another game that just to watch. And we're still watching, is Louisville ever going to hire a coach? Or
they actually just announced it. I got on my phone. They're going to hire the Appalachian State coach.
Are they really?
They expected Sutherland or something like that.
Oh, that's not a bad hire.
It's a good hire.
It's not a bad hire at all. Not a bad hire at all, actually.
No.
I mean, the guy's done a pretty good job at App State, but this is going to be a big step up. I mean, I don't blame Braun for not taking it, man. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, it's easier to win in the Big Ten. I mean, right. Big Ten's terrible.
As we established earlier in this episode, Big Ten.
I think Purdue only plays Michigan like every 4 years, so they only have to really deal with Ohio State. So I don't blame them, but again, it's still funny as shit. It's gonna take Louisville a long time to come back, and you know, it is what it is. So
yeah, I think that's a good hire. Satterfield's his name.
Okay, Satterfield. I don't know. So they say he's gonna take over immediately. Yep. As a coach. Okay.
I think so. That's what it's looking like, but. Nothing's official yet, but that's what they're saying is going to be announced tomorrow.
Oh, well, it's not a bad hire for them.
No,
it's good probably, for us. The Braun can still be chatting.
Yeah.
But
it's probably the best hire they're going to get.
Yeah, outside of Braun, yeah.
Yeah. I think so. Mike McCarthy's got a job opening now. Well, yeah, maybe they waited a day too late, huh? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, Packers are pretty garbage right now, too.
Pretty garbage.
Couldn't happen to a better team. So, anyway, so, all right, well. We'll continue having these shows every week to try to until we get to the bowl game. Maybe start doing bowl game matchups and stuff. Start making our picks. So next show, we'll make some picks.
See how we go.
And I mean, like I said, we're excited about Kentucky Penn State. Last time we played Penn State was last time we played it in a New Year's Bowl, and that was an Outback Bowl with Tim Couch. So hopefully, after this New Year's game, I hopefully win this one first time.
Yeah,
and then continue further and not go on a cheating, get on probation and all that shit that happened last time.
Nice.
So as long as Dusty Bonner doesn't come back and play quarterback for us, I think we'll be fine.
I think we got a chance.
So I'm Nick.
I'm Mike. Fuck you.